Joining me in the studio now, Kirk Malenik and Rachel Pearson. They are with Face. Now, is that the new name of...
Yes, it's the new name. It's Florence Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, which describes what we do. We were known as the Friends of the Florence Event Center for 25-plus years.
What was the reason for the change? I'm just curious.
Confusion with other groups called Friends. There's so many fantastic nonprofits in town that have the name Friends in them, and there was confusion of what we did.
Friends of the Vans. Yeah, okay.
All the great stuff. Yeah. And then the FEC, we actually don't work for the FEC. We're an independent 501c3 nonprofit, and we support the FEC and all it does and other things, but we don't work for them. We're self-directed.
Okay, cool. Now, the reason you guys are here... because we got another event coming up that we didn't get to have last year. Tell us a little bit.
Go ahead, Kirk.
Yes, thank you, George, first of all, for having us in today. We are excited to announce the fact that the Winter Music Festival, which has been on hiatus like many other things during the pandemic, is back in 2022. And it's the last weekend. The concert dates are Friday, January 28th, and Saturday, January 29th. A slightly scaled back version, but we've ramped up the entertainment side even more for next year.
All right, and I'm sure you have the list already, or are you still working on that?
Well, we need six bands. I've got five hired at this point. We have discussions with another band, and in fact, starting with the big news today, Saturday night headliner is the folk icon Carla Bonoff.
Ooh.
Coming to town.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
We're really pleased to have her coming. She'll be coming with a gentleman by the name of Sean McHugh, who's an electric guitar player, and we are really in for a great night that night.
I think so, yeah.
We're bringing back a real fan favorite. Kristen Granger and True North will open for Carla Bonoff that night. And then, as you know, a couple of years ago, we took a little bit of a pivot. We added bluegrass to the scene on the music festival. And Friday night, the headliner for Friday night is a band out of the southeastern U.S., so they are bona fide, as we like to say, Appalachian Roadshow. This is Barry Abernathy and Daryl Webb started a band a few years ago. And they have lived these experiences back in Appalachia. They can sing about them, they write about them, and they are just consummate professionals and wonderful instrumentalists as well.
I'll be interested to hear them because I spent many years in the western North Carolina mountains with a lot of bluegrass bands. I mean, Steep Canyon Rangers are from that area.
Correct.
And a lot of other folks there. So there's a lot of great bluegrass music in there.
And knowing we're limited on time today, just a quick couple other highlights. Coming out of Montana is a really powerful duo by the name of Growling Old Men. It's John Lowell and Ben Winship. You're going to ask, well, where's the other bluegrass instruments? Believe me, they don't need them. They write great songs, they sing great songs, and they play really nice mandolin and guitar. And then, of course, Saturday afternoon tends to be our Americana afternoon. And while I don't quite have the opener lined up, Growling Old Men is actually going to come back and play a second set. John Lowell is known for his Songs of the West, and that's going to be an emphasis that afternoon. And then I just recently added Mary Flower, the great blues guitarist out of Portland. So we're going to mix things up. We're going to give a little something to everybody next year and draw some of the blues crowd out. She's a slide guitar player, blues guitar player, writes and sings wonderful songs.
Rachel, tell me a little bit about the FACE side of it.
The name or the acronym FACE lends itself to a lot of great little advertising and bumper sticker type things, but the FACE board has been working very hard behind the scenes during the 18 plus months that we could not put events on. We had to do a lot of cancellation, which is never fun and always a lot of work, but it must be done. Through the incredible efforts of Bonnie McDuffie, Ken Janowski, and Marilee Mager, we kept the FACE going. We rebranded with help from Susan Johnson, the artist, and Scott Stewart, our marketing guru, and we're coming back strong.
Is this going to be an event that has different things other than music?
It's focused on music mainly. We're getting a little bit away from the art component because FRA has been fantastic setting that up. But they had pretty much back-to-back art festivals December and January, and people are kind of busy then. So that was a little bit much for them to put on, and also an extra item that was something for us to put on that we weren't very good at. So,
and George, I can add, if I could please, that... with them absent from the building now, that opens up a lot of real estate, so to speak, for us to very carefully manage the COVID-related stuff because we are going to require vaccines or proof of vaccine for entrance into the hall. And that'll give us the space to do that in a way that's friendly to the patron. Mm-hmm. We're also going to increase the number of workshops, probably a couple of concurrent workshops now that we have the space. And there's also going to be space for jamming, socially distanced, mask-wearing jamming. So that's what's lined up. So it is a slightly different setup for next year, but we're very excited about the potential. The final thing I'll say is we'll have some food trucks and some other types of music-related vendors as well.
Now, what about people pre-purchasing tickets? Is that something that's going to happen soon, or is it already available?
Yes, quite soon.
Okay. Yes, October 15th is our launch date, and we are still committed to that, and I'm confident that we will meet that date. And that's wintermusicfestival.org. Our very fine website is in process right now, and that ticket button will go live on the 15th. We'll have a little bit of an early bird discount. It can't be much, but there will be a discount for purchasing early, and we'll just look forward to really having music back in Florence, Oregon, along with everything that comes with it come January.
And I need to add that we've had great support from Aaliyah Bailey at the FEC and Megan Messmer and also Matt Miller. And there's a new ticketing system, much improved, called Afton Ticketing. And it has some other features that we can't talk about right now because they're pretty extensive and it would take too long. But we're just excited that we're going into this with a lot of fresh ideas, new software, new people, and here we go.
We also want to thank our sponsors. We won't name them all today. The list is too long, but we simply couldn't do it without the support of people like you and KCST and the many other sponsors in town who have repeatedly stepped up to support this event.
Well, this is probably my favorite event of the year, and I really missed it last year. I did get my shirt, though.
Excellent.
You got a shirt. And I need to mention that the Kiwanis Kids concerts will go on. We don't know exactly what that'll look like, in-person streaming and possible tape recording of it for people to watch later, but that's going to.
Well, and two, you know, cross our fingers and everything, we do have till January, and maybe we'll see some positive move in the right direction with this COVID thing, and you know, we'll be able to have more in-person stuff for them.
Yes, we are definitely keeping a wary eye on the COVID situation, as is the rest of the world.
All right, so the Winter Music Festival is coming up again. Give me the dates again. At the
Friday, January 28th. In the evening, it starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon to January 29th. It goes all through the evening of January 29th on that Saturday.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because I didn't hear a Sunday portion of the event. So is that going
to... No, in fact, as I mentioned earlier, we have scaled back to just 2 days. Right. We've decided to, in our comeback year post-pandemic, or at least as the pandemic wanes, we hope, we're just going to reduce it to Friday evening and Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. But we still get 7 bands during that period of time.
All right, sounds like a great show, and looking forward to seeing that. And I'll tell you what. Friday, Saturday is going to be a great weekend that weekend.
Thank you, George. It's going to be a big time.
All right. See you there.
We'll finish up the October edition of Our Town with Russ Pearson from Lane Community College.